Well, first up, coming to the end of the All-Tech FEI Equestrian Games, reaction as to how you think it has gone, and is it exceeded expectations? Crowd seemed to be great. What's your assessment?
Well, if we try and take it in layers, first of all, as a general reaction, I think that this games has been amazing. I think that it's really done the horse world a huge amount of good. I think that the future is really, really bright from here, and that's in general. If we take it in layers, I think as far as the athletes are concerned, the facilities have been fantastic. You really have the benefit of hundreds of years of history in this venue. They've got super infrastructure, and it really has allowed the best horses in the world to show, to show themselves as best they can, and that's really what's important to us in the FEI. And the quality of the sport has done a huge amount to popularize equestrian sport in America and in the Americas. We have a future now. We're looking to a future of the Olympic Games coming to South America in Rio in 2016, and I think that this has been an incredible stepping stone towards that, to bringing this top sport closer to public in this part of the world that would have, the ability to be probably exposed to it for the first time. So sport-wise, we really have made huge steps forward, and I think that what the aim of the organizing committee was, and indeed the U.S. Equestrian Federation, was to expose Americans and America to top-level global sport. And from the FEI's perspective, what we all know that what's big in America goes big worldwide. And so with that hand in hand, I really am impressed with what's happened.
And to start with, it was a huge logistical exercise when you're moving that many horses. So there was always, it could have been an event fraught with problems. That side seemed also to go extremely well in the build-up to the event, because that was one area that may have caused problems for Federation, thinking, how are we going to get horses? That seems to have gone remarkably smoothly.
I think it has. I mean, I think there was so much attached to the fact that this is, rightly, it is the first time WEG has travelled across an ocean and come to America, but it's not the first time the FEI has shipped horses around the world for a competition of this level. Definitely for all eight disciplines, it's the first time. But we have vast experience in Olympic Games, and so the template for the logistics is existing, and the experience is there. Just in people's minds, to a certain extent, it was new. I was never concerned about the level of professionalism in my team, or indeed in the WEG team at pulling that off. It's always one of the things that is a real exciting thing to see happen, when you see the horses step onto the plane and when they step off. So, with the first horse that stepped onto American soil from our athletes, it was definitely proof that this huge logistical exercise had been, a success. But it was there weren't as many question marks as it would appear.
Final question for me is, as an event, do you feel before it ends that the event will be has now grown stronger as a result of what's happened over the 10 days so far here, and as what's gone on so far, that now the World Equestrian Games has established itself even stronger?
Absolutely. I feel that really, really truly, and proof of that fact is that, walking out of Aachen, we had two bidders, and Aachen was nearly one of them to bid for the next games to come for 2014, and I really think that was based on the strength of the Aachen presentation, that people felt that the enormous success of that games 2006 had been because of Aachen itself and the history they have, the infrastructure they have, the experience that they have. And actually, this Games has proved, and it's generated so much interest. We have multiple bidders now for 2018. And that is that, you know, people want it. The public have walked away happy. Crowds, you know, seem to be happy. There are smiles on people's faces. The sport has been brilliant. You couldn't ask for more. And there are so many, this city, like the ones that we will hope to look for in the future, has really embraced this event. And I think we've learned a lot, and there's a lot we can do better. So, yeah, it's blue skies.